Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 60 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Daria Denisenko.
This is part of the debate that goes on that seems to change week to week.
A new poll finds the vast majority of Kentuckians trust their doctors to provide accurate COVID-19 vaccine information.
Students at Flemingsburg Elementary are back online amid an outbreak of COVID-19.
An audit conducted by the state auditor found that thousands of unemployment emails were never read.
A draft ordinance banning no-knock warrants in Lexington was brought before city officials.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke to Eastern Kentucky leaders.
In sports, Brown County softball will face Lewis County tonight.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 41. We'll have a look at your extended weather forecast after the snooze.
A new poll finds the vast majority of Kentuckians trust their health care providers to provide accurate vaccine information, but those not intending to get a COVID-19 shot also have reservations. The Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky survey of more than 800 residents, done by phone, found that 95% have either a great or fair amount of trust in their doctors when it comes to vaccines. That number dips to 87% for those who do not plan to get a COVID-19 vaccination. Respondents who were hesitant or opposed to getting the shot chose as their top reasons that not enough is known about the new vaccines or that they were developed too quickly. A drop in vaccination pace has led to concerns that Kentucky won't reach the estimated 70-85% needed for what's known as herd immunity. Governor Andy Beshear is confident the state will reach that threshold.
This is part of the debate that goes on that seems to change week to week. I believe that we will reach it. We'll reach it because a certain amount of people will get vaccinated and a certain amount of people will get the virus.
Beshear says he hopes the combination will eventually yield enough immunity to beat back the virus. Right now, the administration is not importing the full amount of vaccine allotted to Kentucky because vaccination sites are having trouble filling enough slots.
Students at Flemingsburg Elementary are transitioning back to virtual learning after an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. Superintendent Brian Cressman and school officials are taking immediate steps to try to get the spread under control. Cressman tells WKYT, even with strict enforcement of COVID restrictions inside the building, he believes it's the extracurriculars outside of school that contribute to the spike.
When they go out in the community to church, to Little League, to other youth sports, or over to a friend's house after school, we know they're not following COVID-19 protocols.
Right now, the outbreak has been confined to 3 classrooms, with Fleming County schools hoping to get the children back to in-person learning by May 17th.
Many people are visiting the Red River Gorge, prompting a warning from emergency officials. On Monday night, Search and Rescue responded to a report about a man who had apparently fallen 60 feet off a sheer cliff in the Oxie Ridge area. Jeremy Uricu is with Red Star Wilderness EMS. He tells LEX18 hikers should stick to the trails and be cautious.
With all the different land arches and rock formations that the Red River Gorge has, it can be pretty enticing for people to get close to the edge to try to catch just an extra glimpse, an extra Snapchat, maybe even an extra Instagram picture to be able to post to their friends when tragedies can happen.
The man did survive the fall and is expected to recover from his injuries.
An audit conducted by State Auditor Mike Harmon found that about 400,000 unemployment emails were never read. Harmon says there were people who received auto payments that were technically not eligible for unemployment assistance. WYMT reports this was due to the fact that state leadership adopted a policy allowing claimants to receive these payments without putting in their weekly wage information, which Harmon says violates federal law.
Intentions were good, but they led to bad results. OUI leadership decided to adopt an auto-pay policy, which allowed UI benefits to be automatically paid without requiring claimants to report their weekly wage information, which certainly is essential to determining whether someone is actually eligible to receive these UI benefits.
Mike Harmon also mentioned that the state did not report unemployment-related data breaches in a timely manner.
A draft ordinance banning all use of no-knock warrants in Lexington was brought before city leaders on Tuesday. The proposed ordinance bars Lexington police from seeking any warrant that would allow them to enter unannounced, going a step further than a recently passed state law that limits, but does not ban, no-knock warrants. The ordinance also sets out new parameters for the use of any search warrant. Under the measure, police would be required to knock and announce their presence, wait at least 15 seconds before entering, and have body cameras recording throughout the process. While no-knock warrants are explicitly banned, a long-standing rule regarding what are known as exigent circumstances would remain. Attorney for the city, Keith Horn, explains.
An officer may approach a house and see through the window that someone's attacking another person and the person is yelling for help. You do not have to knock and announce to enter in that case because it's an exigent circumstance.
Brown says he hopes the council would agree to put the new warrant rule into effect on July 1st, a date by which all officers are expected to be outfitted with body-worn cameras.
Senator Mitch McConnell spoke to Eastern Kentucky officials virtually on Tuesday afternoon, discussing topics ranging from COVID-19 vaccines to President Joe Biden's new $4 trillion infrastructure and jobs plan. WYMT reports McConnell was set to travel to the luncheon, but due to weather attended virtually instead. The Senate Minority Leader McConnell calls the plan a, quote, Democratic spending spree, and says there is no Republican support for the bill. Instead, he's pushing for a $600 billion package focused solely on infrastructure. McConnell says Kentucky is already set to receive $4 billion from the American Rescue Plan, which is twice as much money as Kentucky received during the height of the pandemic.
You're about to get a massive amount of money, and hopefully you will spend it wisely.
Kentucky State Senator Brandon Smith, who represents the 30th District that includes six eastern Kentucky counties, says state legislatures need to ensure the funds are spread out across the state, including those most in need of investment.
The U.S. News and World Report ranked many eastern Kentucky schools in the top 50 public high schools in Kentucky in the 2021 Best High School Rankings. The yearly report helps educators use school rankings to see how high schools compare at the national, state, and even local level. Harlan High School was ranked 19th with a 100% graduation rate. Superintendent for Harlan Independent Schools Charles Morton tells WYMT it puts the school district in the top 10% of all Kentucky high schools.
We know all about it. We've been in the top year after year after year. So this is not a fluke for us, but it's something we don't take for granted. It's really important that we make sure that every kid gets quality instruction, gets supported.
More than 17,000 public high schools throughout the country were ranked by U.S. News & World Report, as schools are ranked on how well they serve students from various social and economic backgrounds.
Expanding child care, creating paid family and medical leave, and boosting health care coverage affordability are just some of the proposals in President Joe Biden's American Families Plan. Experts say the plan will help more Kentucky families stay afloat in a year of unprecedented challenges. Executive Director of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, Jason Bailey, says he believes more Black and brown Kentuckians who continue to face disparities in health, housing, education, and employment could gain from these types of public investments.
Whether that's through easier access to child care, whether that's more home and community-based care for the elderly and people with disabilities, it will just provide funding to fill gaps in our economy and needs that have been longstanding, especially for a state like Kentucky with its high poverty levels and other challenges.
1 in 5 Kentucky children struggles with hunger, according to data from Feeding America. Families can call the Department of Community-Based Services to see if they are eligible. Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area. On Thursday, mostly clear skies with a high near 64. On Thursday night, a 50% chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m. Otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 44. On Friday, it's mostly sunny with a high near 60. On Friday night, it's partly cloudy with a low around 40. On Saturday, it's sunny with a high near 61. And on Saturday night, it's mostly cloudy with a low around 46.
On our feature segment today, an Eastern Kentucky Facebook page is working to bring community healing for people with substance abuse issues. WMKY's Rachel Turner has more.
Appalachia Arrested Development intends to provide levity with a twisted sense of humor and occasionally carrying a sobriety message of hope. They want their message to be specific to the unique culture of Eastern Kentucky and Appalachia. Part of the way they do this is through Facebook memes and open invite community events. Gigi is the owner of Appalachian Arrested Development. She started the page anonymously. It was named in part for her affinity for the region and a common experience people in her recovery community have. Gigi grew up in Appalachia, then moved to Louisville, but then she came back.
10 years ago, I moved back to Eastern Kentucky and really embraced being Appalachian. Now that I'm older, I can appreciate it more.
She says people with substance use issues often find themselves in arrested development.
The age at which we enter into addiction is where we stay while in addiction and don't continue maturing emotionally and psychologically until we're back in recovery.
The page is filled with memes, some about addiction and some about other things. This is also used to connect the community.
Those of us in recovery have dark senses of humor because that is something that is the most often surprising to people who have never been in addiction or recovery, the amount of laughter that those of us in recovery have.
Kentucky as a state has a problem with addiction, and that has escalated in the last year. Kentucky saw a 49.2% increase in reported overdose deaths from 2019 to 2020, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Alcoholics Anonymous states their official purpose is primarily to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Gigi says recovery leaves people joyous and free.
In our addiction, we were never joyous, truly. We thought, you know, if we were high or if we were drunk, that we were all kinds of joyful. But in reality, we were quite miserable.
She says one of the best things of the 12-step program has been her growth as a person.
I am not blameless in the effects I had on others, in the effects I had on my own life that were negative. But I cannot allow myself to resent myself or to carry on with regrets. I have to be able to let all of that go in order to be sober, in order to be in recovery.
Being a part of the recovery community encourages her to move forward and make real life changes.
Obviously, what we were doing, even before we became addicts or alcoholics, wasn't working all that well, or we wouldn't have become alcoholics or addicts. So it is learning a whole new way of life.
On Facebook, she announces open invite community events, like a picnic planned for the end of the month. Gigi says most of the relationships with people during addiction are people also struggling with substance use themselves. Once recovery happens, those old relationships feel empty.
And then when we became sober and worked on our recovery and living a different way, we had to intentionally cut off those people still in addiction, still in the madness, still in alcoholism, love them from a distance, but not allow them to interfere in our changes.
She adds community is necessary while in recovery because social lives can quickly become barren.
Meeting other people who are living this way of life and forming a recovery family is so important because as human beings, we need social interaction. We need to have, you know, affection.
To follow along with Gigi, see some memes, and possibly be involved in recovery community events, check out Appalachia Arrested Development on Facebook. For WMKY, I'm Rachel Turner.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
It's 60 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Keneally Roberts, here with Daria Denisenko and Sarah Mead, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Leanne Akers has a look at sports coming up, but first, I just want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this Wednesday afternoon.
Viking softball returns to the plate tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County Senior High School softball team is back in action at home this evening. The Vikings are set to take on Lewis County. Rowan is looking to improve their 8-4 record. Head coach Larry Sloan says he's been changing the focus in practice to make that happen. Instead of typical routine, he's been having his girls think more about how to make the other team feel the heat.
Trying to get bunts down, and because we're really struggling. In key situations, you've got to move the runners in scoring positions. And if you can do that, you've done your job, even though a lot of kids don't recognize the value, how valuable that is to put pressure on the other team.
First pitch in Morehead this evening is set for 6 p.m. Rowan Baseball has the night off as they prepare for the remainder of their busy week. The Vikings will be back on the home diamond tomorrow evening to host Morgan County. Outside of pitching, the team wasn't too sure about its footing coming into the season, but it turns out Rowan has been quite dominant so far, beating several of their opponents under the 10-run rule. Head coach Scott Collins says he isn't complaining.
We've found a few pieces of the puzzle. You know, we've got some freshmen playing that have really stepped up for us with the bats. And so it's been a really good surprise so far, you know, how many runs we have been able to put up. So we just continue to work on that, and hopefully the rest of the season will go the same.
Tomorrow's contest against Morgan County will get underway at 5:30 p.m. Morehead State University baseball looks to hold on to its place atop the OVC standing this weekend during a three-game series against Tennessee Tech. Following a trio of wins over the weekend against Murray State, the Eagles are now 23-16 on the season overall and 12-6 in league play. Despite playing every other OVC team this season, Morehead State and Tennessee Tech have yet to face off. Head coach Mick Aoki says his team has momentum going into the series.
One thing that I would really point to is the attitude of the team. They grind, and they're really good competitors and workers. It's a really good group of guys that care for one another, play hard for one another. And so I think it's, I think more than anything else, that's probably been the thing that has carried us, is just the competitive nature of this group and how cohesive they are.
Saturday's opening game against Tennessee Tech gets underway at 2 p.m., followed by the nightcap at 5:30. The series will wrap up Sunday, with the final game in the series beginning at 3 p.m. Tickets are still available by going to msueagles.com. Morehead State softball doubleheader with Eastern Kentucky University, scheduled for this afternoon, was canceled. The 11-27 Eagles played host to SIU Edwardsville over the weekend for their final home series of the regular season. They'll hit the road this weekend. A three-game series with Murray State begins Saturday at 5. The Racers currently stand at 19-29 on their season, coming off three losses on the road against Southeast Missouri. This weekend's matches will be the final regular season games for both teams. And finally, in sports this afternoon, minor league teams across the country are opening their seasons this week, returning baseball to communities denied the old national pastime during the coronavirus pandemic. Capacities will differ by jurisdiction, but for most, it will be the first opportunity to see pro players in person since the entire 2020 season was canceled. Of course, much has changed since the last affiliate games were played in 2019. There are fewer teams and leagues, and Major League Baseball has introduced plans to use the minors as a testing ground for changes that could improve the pace of play or reduce player injuries. The Lexington Legends are still a couple weeks away from beginning their season. The Legends hit the road to face the Long Island Ducks for a four-game series that begins May 28th. The team's home opener will be June 1st against Southern Maryland. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, caring for the community by encouraging everyone to follow safety guidelines and stay healthy. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies and confections, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, Laura Hemp's chocolates, and Blue Mondays. Ruth Hunt Candy celebrates 100 years in 2021, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks rebounded as strong earnings results and economic optimism pushed the Dow Jones Industrial Average to a record high. And at the close, the Dow Industrials were up 97.31 at 34,230.34. The S&P 500 was up 2.93 at 4167.59. The NASDAQ Composite was down 51.08 on weakness in some big tech stocks, finishing at 13,582.42. Earnings very much in the limelight today. GM shares were up 4% after their earnings blew past expectations, and Activision Blizzard traded higher by 3% after reporting strong quarterly results. Commodity stocks jumped with the Energy Select Sector Spider and the Materials Select Sector Spider notching the biggest gains among individual sectors. Chevron, Dow, and Caterpillar were the three biggest gainers in the Dow Industrial Average. ConocoPhillips popped more than 5% thanks in part to an upgrade to a buy rating from Bank of America. Of course, oil stocks were strong today on the back of strong oil prices, with the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate topping $66 a barrel after data from the American Petroleum Institute showed a sharp drawdown in the U.S. oil inventory. In the commodities markets, as mentioned, oil strong today, getting up above $66 a barrel. Gold was up 1.38% at finishing at $1,791.90 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down $1.14 at $14.47, Marathon Petroleum up $2.07 at $59.37, CSX down 45 cents at $101.20, U.S. Bancorp down 21 cents at $60.39, Walmart down 12 cents at $140.60, and it was Anthem down $2.55 to finish at $389.12. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Sarah Mead, Heather Fannin, Shamari Mosley, WMKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Rachel Turner. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Daria Denisenko and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.